我们开始的时候，仍旧请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we start this afternoon's meeting, we would like to ask you again to read some passages of the Word.
请弟兄姊妹打开彼得前书第二章。
First Peter, chapter 2.
我们要从第一节读到第十节。
Verse 1 to verse 10.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
第四节
Verse 4.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by man, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至羞愧。
Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
Therefore to you who believe he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense.
他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God.Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
我们昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到。
Last night we talked about this, all this talk to you, brothers and sisters.
彼得前书呢，是彼得在晚年的时候所写的一封非常成熟的书信。
That First Peter was written in the old days of Apostle Peter, when he was very mature.
他无论生命的经历或者对神的认识都达到一个相当成熟的一种光景。
He has reached to a very mature state, whether in his life experiences or his understanding of God.
特别他对主的救恩有一个深切的认识。
Especially in reference to the Lord's salvation, he has obtained such profound understanding.
他领悟到在主耶稣基督的救恩里面，特别在人的魂的这一部分的这个救恩是多么的重要。
He has come to understand As to the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation of soul is extremely crucial.
他在彼得前书里面
In First Peter,
他讲到四件重要的事情。
He speaks of four very important things.
我们昨天讲过，这第二节呢是一个总纲，第一章第二节是一个总纲。
Last night we mentioned that the second verse of first chapter is the very conclusive outline of the whole epistle.
这里讲到四件重要的事情。
And there are four essential important matters.
第一个就是被父神的先见所拣选。
First, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God.
第二个是借着圣灵成圣洁。
Second is we're being sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
第三个顺服基督。
The third, obeying Jesus Christ.
第四件事情就是蒙他的血所洒。
The fourth is that we're all being sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ.
其实这四个重点呢，就是整卷彼得前书的总纲。
Therefore, these four important points are actually the whole outline of the first epistle of Peter.
我们能够清楚地看见在使徒彼得里面对主的救恩的认识是何等的成熟，何等的清楚。
So here we see how mature and how clear Peter's understanding of the Lord's salvation is.
他告诉我们，今天我们能承受神的救恩，这实在是神的大怜悯。
He tells us that the reason that we can inherit the Lord's salvation is truly through His abundant great mercy.
我们天上的父神是预先知道我们而拣选我们的。
Our heavenly Father has foreknown us and He has chosen us.
当然，这个拣选包括着他荣耀的目的在里面。
Of course, this election includes His glorious will.
所以接着在第二章他就告诉我们了。
So here in chapter two, He tells us.
神有一个荣耀的目的。荣耀的计划。
God has a glorious goal and plan for us.
这个荣耀的目的和计划呢，要成全在我们的这个人身上。
And this glorious plan and goal will be fulfilled in us.
所以因此呢，他告诉我们，这个人的魂的得救啊，不仅是为着我们个人的一个好处。
So Peter says, this salvation of our soul is not simply for our personal good.
更是为着神荣耀的旨意。
But even more, it is for God's glorious will.
我们可以这样来领会啊。
We can understand it in such a way.
若是没有魂的救恩
，If the salvation is not saved,
教会的建造和侍奉是不可能实现的。
Then the services and a building up of the church can never be accomplished.
即使我们有了启示
even though we might have revelation,
我们明白什么是神的心意
and we understand what God's heart desires.
即使我们明白
even though we understand,
侍奉主是非常的重要
even though we understand serving the Lord is extremely important.
但是如果我们的魂没有蒙拯救的话
but if our soul is not saved,
这个不可能在我们身上成为实际
All this can never become a reality in us.
尤其在过去这些年间，我个人对这个感觉啊，是觉得非常的这个重。
And especially in the past years, my burden on this point has become heavier and heavier.
我们有很多弟兄姊妹们听见过关于神永远旨意的这些信息。
Many of us have heard about the eternal God's eternal purpose.
我们也。有一个心愿，愿意能够有身体的侍奉和弟兄姊妹一同配搭。
And we also have this desire to have this service in the body of Christ and to minister to one another.
但是最后为什么看不见那个果效呢
？But then why is it in the end we do not see any fruit of our service?
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个关键在哪里吗？
Brother and sister, do you know where is the pivot point?
那个关键就在于我们的魂所蒙到的拯救不够。
The crux of the problem is the salvation of our soul is not enough.
我昨天讲过，这个魂就是我们人的己。
Last night I mentioned that the soul is our soul.
就是我的思想，我的情感，我的意志。
That is, my emotion, my will, my thought, my mind.
因为在神的事上我们有了太多我们自己的想法。
Because in the matters of God, we have so many of our own thoughts.
我们有了太多自己的喜好的选择。
Our own likings, our own choices.
我们有了太多自己的决定。
We have so many of our own decisions.
所以呢，虽然你明白了一点主的永远的旨意。
So even though you understand a bit of the Lord's eternal purpose.
但这个旨意在我们身上无法亨通。
However, His will cannot be done in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, beloved,
我们的魂必须蒙拯救。
Our soul has to be saved.
这件事情是跟神自己的计划目的是有密切关系。
And this matter is closely related to the Lord's plan and His purpose.
我们一直很希望我们能为主做见证，对不对？
We all wish so much that we could testify to our Lord.
但是我们晓得这个见证不是用一些的说法，用一些的做法就能显出来的。
But we know that this testimony can never be made manifest just by certain sayings or certain words.
主的见证是要透过我们这个人被显明出来的。
God's testimony can only be made manifest through us.
我们就看见今天我们这个人，就是我们这个魂成为神工作的一个最大的主力。
So today we see we ourselves, that is, our souls, have become the greatest hindrance to God, the Lord's work.
所以我们有时候常常讲，哎呀，这个弟兄姊妹这样的难处，教会的难处，讲穿了就是魂没有蒙得救，那就简单。
So we often talk about there's so many problems in the church among brothers and sisters, but if it boils down to one point, that is, the soul has not been saved.
所以彼得在晚年的时候很清楚。
So Peter in his old age.
要让神的荣耀的旨意能够在神的百姓中间能有亨通的路。
For God's glorious will can be done smoothly among God's people.
我们这个人的魂必须要蒙拯救。
Then there must be the salvation of our souls.
所以魂的救恩对我们来讲多么的重要。
So how crucial and paramount this salvation of our soul is.
但是对神来讲更重要。
And this is even more important to God.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹啊，能够把这个真理的，能够把它领悟的非常的清楚。
So beloved, I do hope that you could have a clear understanding of this truth.
这个魂的难处啊。
Now all the issues of the soul
没有办法用魂的方法来解决。
Can never be solved by soul alone.
这个也是一个简单的原则，我们需要记住。
And this is also a very simple principle which we have to memorize.
所以你知道今天地上有很多团体，很多侍奉主人，他整天就在想怎么解决教会的问题，怎么解决人的问题，对不对？
So today we have so many groups and so many people who serve the Lord. All day long, they're just thinking, how can we solve the problems of the church and of the brothers and sisters?
你用魂的方法怎么能解决魂的难处呢？是不可能的。
How can you use a soulish method to solve a soul's problem? This is impossible.
所以你看见彼得对这些事情非常的清楚。
So you see Peter is crystal clear on all these issues.
所以呢，在这个彼得前书里面呢。
So in 1 Peter.
那么很清楚告诉我们，魂的救恩是为要达到灵的功效和结果。
So clearly, salvation of the soul is for to carry out the work and the very fruit of the spirit, and it's very clearly spelled out in 1 Peter.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我这样讲清楚吗？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you understand what I said.
为什么需要魂的救恩呢？
Why is the salvation of the soul is necessary?
是为要叫我们的灵能够有功效，有结果。
So that our spirit can be effective and fruitful.
再简单的说。
Now, to put it in a more simpler way.
如果我们的魂不得救。
If our soul is not saved.
我们的灵就无法运行。
Then our spirit can not operate.
我们晓得神造人的时候，这个人呢是灵魂体的一个结合。
We know that when God created man, it is a combination of spirit, soul, and body.
而我们的神呢，今天呢，他所有的工作呢，是要借着人的灵来完成的。
And all of God's work will be carried out through spirit.
所以我们常常讲这个神的工作是属灵的工作，对不对？
That's why we often say God's work is spiritual, right?
所以我们的灵如果不能得到释放和自由，
So if our spirit is not free and released,
我们根本就无法服侍神。
There's no way for us to serve God.
所以魂的救恩，
So this is salvation of the soul.
是为要叫我们的灵得释放。
It's for the purpose to release our spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So beloved,
我们必须要清楚，
We have to be clear on this.
教会的建造，
The building up of the church.
那个主导的力量是人的灵，不是人的魂。
The guiding force should be the spirit, not our soul.
2000年的教会历史正证实一件事。
The 2,000 years history of the church only proves one thing.
所有地上教会的失败，
All the failures of the church in the world,
就是许多教会的工作让魂来主导的。
It's because so many of the church's work is being guided by souls.
简单的来讲，就是人的智慧、人的经验、人的想法。
Simply put, and simply guided by man's wisdom, experiences, and thoughts.
人的喜好，
man's likings,
人的决定，
man's decisions.
你不要轻看这个东西啊！
Do not belittle things like this.
今天呢，哪里讲这些东西，吸引的人特别多啊！
When we talk about man's thinking and etc., it's especially attractive.
因为我们觉得在那里，我们这个人的魂呢得到释放。
Because in all those realms, we feel that our souls are released.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Beloved,
神的工作，
God's work,
那个教会的工作，
and the work of the church,
这个主导，
the
必须 出自人的灵。
The guiding has to come from our spirit.
所以我们要记得，我们蒙召啊，是来做属灵的工。
So that's why remember this. We are called to do spiritual work.
神呢，向着我们这些蒙恩得救人所怀的意念，真是太宝贵了。
How precious is God's thought to all of us who have been saved by His grace?
我们都很熟悉啊，这个彼得前书二章九节的话。
We're all very familiar with First Peter 2:9.
这里讲到神为着要他的工作得到成就，
Here, in order to accomplish God's work,
他给了我们一个何等尊贵的身份呢？
What a noble position God has given to us.
彼得说唯有，
And Peter said, but you,
只有你们拥有了这个尊贵的身份，
only you have this honorable position.
所以我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
So all of us who have been saved by grace,
神已经把我们摆在一个何等尊贵荣耀的一个地位上面。
God has placed us in such a glorious and honorable position.
这个唯有呢，也说明了神有一个专一的目的在我们的身上。
And this, but you also tells us that God has a single focused goal there.
所以神不是突然拣选我们。
God did not choose us vainly.
神也不是突然把这个尊贵的身份给我们。
And it is not vainly God just gives us this honorable position.
因为神有他的旨意，他的目的。
And it's all because God has His own will and purpose.
我们都很清楚，我们是被拣选的族类。
So we all know this very clear. We are chosen. We're a chosen race.
我们是被选上的。
We are elected.
你被谁选上了？
Elected by whom?
被造物的主，伟大的神选上了。
By the great God, the creator of all things.
哎呀，这真的是了不起的事，对不对？
Oh yes, what a wonderful thing this is.
我有时候听一些弟兄姊妹从公司回来了。
Sometimes brothers and sisters come back from work.
哎呦，他说很多同事呢都被 lay off， 我被选上，高兴得不得了啊。
And they would say, oh, so many of my colleagues have been sacked, but I am chosen to stay.
有时候我看着他， 神拣选你，你好像都没这么兴奋。
Then I look at them and said, you're not as excited when God has chosen you.
你老板选上你了，你这么兴奋
呢？ And you're so excited when your boss chose you.
就是没有，我不够认识，你知道吗？
Beloved, this is because we do not have a clear understanding on this.
你如果真正认识。
If you truly understand yourself,
哎呀，你要像保罗一样的兴奋呐、啊、
！You should be as excited, exuberant as Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Beloved，
我们是被拣选的主。
We are a chosen race.
啊，并且是君尊的祭司。
We are also a royal priesthood.
哇，这个什么意思啊？就首先呢，把一个做王的地位给你。
First, you have been given a kingly position.
然后呢，让你做祭司。
And also you've been asked to be a priest.
啊，所以呢，将来到了勇士里啊。
So later on, when we enter into eternal state.
所有侍奉神的人都是王。
All of those who serve God are kings.
你不是王，你还不够资格侍奉。
If you are not king, you're not qualified to serve God.
我想。我们有很多时常常讲这个做王的意念跟我们遥太遥远了吧
A lot of times we feel that so far distance from us in reference to the thought of being a king
我想在座弟兄姊妹不晓得有没有谁出身贵族的有没有
All of you sitting here brothers and sisters I don't know any of you would come from a noble line
有没有出身贵族的
Anybody?
没有对
吧 No
这个有时候啊，我们的父母亲的那一代，如果是一个稍微有点成就的人
，Sometimes if our parents are somewhat accomplished，
哇，我们都觉得我们这个，哎，这个觉得自己好像这个很高超啊，很高。
And then we feel we are somebody better than others。
你们原谅我讲，我爸爸是将军呢、
啊。Excuse me for saying so, but my father was a general.
虽然不是那个最大的将军呢。
Although not the greatest general.
但是也是挂心的。
But still, he was a decorated one.
所以有人讲说你是将军的儿子，哎呦。
So some people would say to me, "Oh,
觉得很荣耀。
You're the son of a general. Oh, then I feel very glorious."
弟兄姊妹，你知道神把多大的荣耀放在我们身上
吗 ？But brothers and sisters, do you know how great the glory is that He has given to you?
所以保罗、彼得说，你要用信心来接受这件事情。
So Paul said, you have to receive it by faith.
今天我们还不是王，对不对
？Today we're not king yet.
但是有一天，
but one day,
你个个都是王。
Every single one of you is a king.
我们是用王的身份来做祭司的。
So we serve as priests, as a king in a kingly position.
所以我常常想啊。
So I often think of it.
在创世以前。
Before the creation of the
world. 当我们的神做那个伟大的计划的时候。
When our God has planned out all the wonderful plans.
要借着许多人来成就。
This plan has to be fulfilled by many people.
所以当这些人出现在我们天父的思想中的时候。
When all these people appear in our Father's thought.
父是要这些人每个都是做王的。
And Father wants each one of these to be a king.
哇，这个思想，这个意念是多么的荣耀啊
！And this thought, this notion is so glorious.
我想我们今天呢，用人的话也只能讲到这样，对吧
？I guess, in reference to this, we can only describe it with human words to this point.
愿圣灵开我们的眼睛。
But may the Holy Spirit open our eyes.
你就知道。今天我们能侍奉主是多么尊贵的一件事情。
So you would know how venerable this is to be able to serve our God.
然后我们是圣洁的国度。
And also we are a holy nation.
我们晓得基督徒不列在万邦之中的。
We know that Christians are not numbered among nations.
啊，我们神的儿女在一起是一个圣洁的国度。
When God's children come together, it is a holy nation.
是被神分别出来的。
It's set apart by God.
那只有在这个国度里面呢，那拥有神圣洁的本性。
And only in this kingdom that they have the divine nature.
在人类历史上啊。
In human history.
你没有一个国家能够被称作圣洁的，对不对
？Not the nation could ever be called holy, right?
哎呀，每一个国家，每一个地方都是污秽肮脏的。
Every nation, every place is filthy.
但在这里，神把我们提高到一个情况。
But here God has exalted us.
他的性情如何，他让我们的性情也如何。
As His divine nature is, so is our character.
然后他说，我们是主神的子民。
And now we are a people for His own possession.
在英文圣经里面呢，比较清楚一点了，就是说我们这班子民呢，是被神所拥有的，或者是被神所占有的。
And English translation is clearer because it says we are occupied or owned by Him.
哎，我们在天下的万国中啊。
Among all the nations in the world.
神说这一批人是我所拥有，属于我的。
God says, "The I own and I possess all these ones."
因为这句话说明了神有他的目的在里面。
And this phrase also tells us that God has a purpose in it.
这实在是神的大怜悯。
Truly, this is God's great mercy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so beloved,
神为着要达到他自己的目的，
in order to achieve His own purpose,
他必须让他所拣选的人能够有所改变。
God has to change the ones chosen by Him.
他要提升我们。
He has to exalt us.
我们晓得主的救恩呢是迁就我们。
We know that God's salvation actually is catered to us.
但是呢，神的目的是抬高我们。
But God's purpose is to lift us up.
所以你在主的服事上，在主的目的上面，你不能亏负神的荣耀。
So in the service in the purpose of God, you can never come short of His glory.
就是我们人来讲，我们是一个堕落的罪人。
As to man, we are simply fallen sinners.
我们不可以骄傲的。
We should never be proud.
但是就着神的目的来讲的话呢？
But as to God's purpose.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们里面应该有荣耀的感觉的。
Oh, beloved, within us we should have this glorious feeling.
所以呢，今天我们知道了主给我们这个荣耀的身份。
Today, since we have known this glorious position God has bestowed upon us,
你在这个荣耀的身份上来侍奉神。
In this glorious position, you serve God.
你要用什么来服侍？
Then with what you serve Him?
你需要用灵来服侍。
With your spirit.
所以保罗啊，在这个他的书信里面告诉我们。
So Paul in his epistle tells us.
你读如果读罗马书第一章第九节。
If you read Romans 1:9.
他说呢，我是用我的心灵，他原文是，我是用我的灵所侍奉的神。
He says that I serve my God with my spirit.
所以保罗知道侍奉神需要用灵的。
So Paul knows that serve God has to use your, you serve God has to.
在保罗的书信里面也讲到。
And also in Paul's,
我们一个基督徒蒙恩得救之后啊。
A Christian after he has been saved by grace.
我们要学会随灵而行的 walk in the spirit.
He has to learn to walk in the spirit.
啊，我们需要行走在圣灵的里面。
Walk in the spirit.
啊，侍奉主是用我们的灵。
So when you serve the Lord, use your spirit.
其实啊，弟兄姊妹，你如果真正活在灵里啊。
Actually, beloved, if you truly live in the spirit,
你会发觉侍奉主是比较简单的。
You actually realize that serving the Lord is quite easy.
今天很多人呢，用他的思想，用他的情感，用他的意志侍奉神呢，很辛苦。
Today, it seems so strenuous when people serve their God with their own emotion, will, and mind.
如果你真正在灵里面跟随主。
But if you truly follow the Lord in your spirit,
哎呀，你会发觉那个又自由又安息。
You feel you are so free and at ease.
我想我这样讲，可能呢，这个弟兄姊妹还并不能完全领会。
I guess if I say so, brother and sister cannot fully grasp the meaning yet.
容许我讲一点实际的例子来说明。
Allow me to illustrate this point with some personal practical experiences.
啊，最近的一个例子。
Now, a recent experience that I have.
今年二月，我们知道在台湾呢一个远东的侍奉特会。
In the last February, we know in Taiwan there was this Far East service meeting.
那么那个最后一个礼拜二的早晨呢，有一堂的问题解答。
The last the Tuesday of the last week, there was a Q&A session.
因为在那个特会里面呢，我释放的信息中，我又讲到这样的话。
Because in that conference that I said something like this you know, in my message.
我说呢，神从来没有意思在地上要建立一个宗教。
I said that it has never been in God's intention to build a religion on earth.
教会不是一个宗教团体。
The church is never a religious organization.
并且我们觉得宗教对教会的这个伤害是最厉害的。
And we also feel that the religion has caused such detrimental harm to the church.
所以我因为在信息里面讲到这些。
And because in my message I talk about this.
那么礼拜一的晚上。
So Monday night.
我就收到了几个问题。
I received several questions.
那个问题啊来了就是是什么。
And what was the question?
他说你说的这个宗教是什么意思。
And the question says, what do you mean by religion?
那么宗教到底对教会产生什么样的危害？
Exactly what kind of harm religion has caused the church?
你知道弟兄们把这个问题交给我说已经是晚上十点钟。
You know, when the brother gave me all these questions, it's about over 10 p.m.
然后呢还有些弟兄们在找我谈话
and still some brothers would like to talk to me
就等到我回到我的那个房间里面去的时候啊
so by the time I got back to my
已经要十一点了
it's about 11
第二天早上六点钟就要起床了
and the next morning at 6 o'clock we have to get up
我一拿到这个问题啊
and the moment I got the question
哎呀我想我自己惹了大麻烦
oh I thought to myself I got a big question, a problem here
这个宗教我们好像是懂对不对
Religion seems to be understood by everyone
但是你要给他下个定义、啊、给他讲清楚不容易啊
But it's very hard, not easy to define religion and make it clear
哇我心里就想啊完了今天晚上大概不需要睡觉了
So in my heart I said, oh, I have no time to sleep tonight
弟兄姊妹你能解释什么是宗教吗
Brothers and sisters, can you explain what religion is?
我想今天晚上我整夜的思想什么是宗教。
So I thought all night I had to sleep up, you know, to think about what religion is, and without any sleep.
所以我心里就开始有点着急。
So I was nervous, getting anxious.
啊，那么我也想到，哎呀，明天呢，要不然请 Dana 给我回答一下。
And I thought maybe I would ask Brother Dana answer the question for me.
啊，因为呢，他读过神学，他一定研究过什么是宗教。
Because he studied theology before, he must have known what religion is.
所以你知道我正在那里啊，里面的在焦虑的时候。
So you see, when I was so anxious, tossing in, turning.
哎，突然圣灵啊，在我的灵里面这么点了一下。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit seemed to enlighten me.
神给我一个非常简单的答案。
And God has given me such a simple answer.
哎呀，我心里快乐得不得了。
哎呀 ，I just felt so jubilant.
所以我倒头就睡，那天晚上睡得非常好。
So I right away I went back to sleep and I had a very good sleep.
连个梦都没有做。
Not even dreaming a dream.
一觉睡到天亮。
And slept all the way to the morning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你知道神的灵如果在我们的灵里面做工的话呢，哇，那个是非常快速的。
Do you know that if the Holy Spirit works in our spirit, His work is very fast.
你知道我的天性啊。
You know my character, my nature.
我最怕那种急性的东西。
What I'm afraid of is those things that require speed.
啊，那个像有些人家做那什么智慧游戏啊，即兴，我最怕这些东西。
Like the brain, brain teasers.
Okay.
Questions like that.
我喜欢的事情给我呢，我要一段时间来思考。
Because I like to have time to think about a issue or a matter.
经过一段时间的思考之后，然后呢，我才能够找到一个比较完整的答案。
Yeah, and then after a certain time of thinking, then I can come up with a better or more complete answer.
但是你知道吗？我们可以迟钝。
But you know, we could be very slow.
圣灵的工作，生命的这个灵感， 向来都是快速。
But the work of the Holy Spirit and the inspiration from life is always very speedy.
你们读过这个以西结书就晓得了。
Now, if you have read Ezekiel, you
will know. 这个四活物啊，行动像闪电一样。
The four living creatures, they move like lightning.
那个四活物就代表着生命。
The four living creatures represent life.
所以当我在那里还在那里犹豫的时候，你点一下就活了。
While I was so anxious, the Holy Spirit simply enlightened me.
啊，那么现在哈，我告诉你们，主给我的答案是什么
？Now I'm to tell you what the answer the Lord gave me.
因为我们晓得宗教呢，里面最注重的就是敬拜，对吧
？You know, in religion, the most important thing is worship.
所以呢，其实答案很简单，就在约翰福音第四章。
So the answer is so simple in John 4.
主就告诉我们说，如今拜父的不在山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
The Lord said, It is not in the mount, on the mountain or in Jerusalem to worship God.
乃是在灵和真实的里面。
But in spirit and truth.
在灵里面，其实就在生命里面。
In spirit means in life.
在真实里面，就在基督里面。
In truth, that means in Christ.
所以很简单。
So very simple.
凡是在灵、在生命、在真实、在基督里面的敬拜，就是真的敬拜。
Anything that in spirit, in life, in truth, in Christ is worship.
凡是不在灵里、不在真实里，就是宗教。
Anything that's not in spirit and in truth.That is our religion.
所以第二天早晨我站在台上做解答。
So next morning, as I stood at the podium to give the answer.
哇，前面两个弟兄讲的又长啊，留到最后只剩下几分钟给我。
And the previous two brothers took much of the time, and when it was my turn, it's 2 minutes left.
感谢主。我不需要那么多时间，因为我的答案很简单。
But thank the Lord, I really did not require that much of time since my answer is so simple.
所以我说我们现在不能说人家是宗教。
So I told them that now we should not say they are religious.
如果今天我们敬拜主不在灵和真实里，我们也是在宗教活动，知道吗
？Today when we worship God, if we are not in spirit and truth, we are also conducting religious works.
这是神的定义。
And this is God's designated will.
所以因此我给他们举了一个例子。
Therefore, I gave them an illustration.
我就说旧约以色列人对神的敬拜侍奉为什么变成犹太教了呢
？In Old Testament time, why is the Israelite services worship have become Judaism?
你知道那个差别在哪里吗
？Even what's the difference?
啊，当初神把会幕赐给他们。
When God first gave them the tabernacle,
会幕里面有祭坛
then you have the altar,
有洗濯盆
you have the basin,
那么里面有这个金灯台有这个陈设饼的桌子有这个香炉
you have a golden lampstand, you have the table of showbread, and also you have the altar of incense.
当他们祭司们在做这些事情的时候
When priests performed all these duties,
这里有个关键性的两件事情
There are two very critical things
我们知道那个关键性就在至圣所的里面
And a pivot point is right in the Holy of Holies
第一个
First,
他们有神的话
They have God's word
有神的圣言
They have God's holy oracle
因为这些大祭司进到这个至圣所里面去的时候
When all these high priests go into the
他身上有这个一个牌子上面还有两块石头叫乌林土民对吧
They have the, this plaque, a plaque and a breastplate and also you have a urine and woman to me
那么神就借这个牌子发光啊，对人说话
and God spoke to them through the light of these two plaques
还有一个呢就是神的同在
and also God's presence
我们知道在那个基路伯的中间
in the midst of cherubim
啊，他们有一个神的荣耀在那里
there is God's glory there
啊，弟兄姊妹们我们知道有了这两件事情
Now, brothers and sisters, we know they have these two things.
外面的这些 杀牛宰羊也好，洗桌盆也好，那么圣所里面的点灯、摆陈设品、祷告也好，都有意义。
If you have these two things, all the outward activities such as slaughtering ox or bulls or the washing in the basin or enlightening, the lightning of the golden lampstand or praying, all these make sense, have meaning.
那么什么时候神的圣言没有了，神的同在没有了？
Anytime when God's holy oracle or God's presence disappears,
你在外面还在那杀牛宰羊，
even though outwardly you're still,
你还是用个洗桌盆在那洗，
you're still killing ox,
你还是在那里摆这个什么点灯，摆陈设品，那个烧香，
you're still washing things in the basin or light the incenses and put down the showbread,
那个叫宗教，
the holy is God called religion.
所以犹太人当主耶稣来到地上的时候，
so to Jews when Jesus came to the world,
他们的敬拜已经变成犹太教。
All the Jews the worship had have been turned into Judaism.
我们都知道在初期的教会里面，
we know in early churches,
对教会产生最大为难妨害的就是犹太教。
The greatest hindrance, the most detrimental one to the church is Judaism.
所以那天早晨呢，感谢主，主就给了我这么一个简单的回答，我就交通给弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord that on that day the Lord just gave me such a simple answer, and I convey and deliver this message to the brothers and sisters.
当然后面我还举了一个活的例子。
But of course, I also add a very a living example to them.
你们恐怕时间不够，我不讲。
Because our time is running out, so I will skip it.
那一天呢，全场弟兄姊妹们都很满意。
So on that day, all the brothers and sisters are so satisfied with my answer.
我散了会以后啊，
after the meeting,
一个多年侍奉主的一位年长弟兄跟我讲，
an elder brother who has served the Lord for so many years.
他说：“弟兄啊，真的。”
Brother,
好像看起来我们都知道什么是宗教。
And it's true, it seems that on the surface we all know what religion is.
但是他如果要我讲，讲不清楚。
But if you ask me to talk about it, I can never make it clear.
这个回答太好了。
Oh, your answer is great.
非常简单。
Simple.
还有一个姊妹跑来说，哇，孙弟兄你真聪明啊。
And a sister came running over to me and said, Brother Sun, oh, you're so smart.
哎，我说对不起，我不是我聪明。
So I said, oh, excuse me, it's not that I'm smart.
这是神在灵里面的工作。
That's all the inner work of the spirit.
你知道吗？那个底下一千多人在听啊。
You know that all, we had an audience of over 1,000 people listening.
里面很多都是多年侍奉主的、追求主的弟兄姊妹，很多啊。
There are so many of those who have served the Lord for so many years who have been pursuing after the Lord.
你在讲台上可不能随便乱讲，对不对？
So you can never say anything recklessly.
他们都是有圣经认识的人。
They're all very vested in the Bible.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
所以你看见有的时候碰见这种紧急的情况的时候，
So you know sometimes during these emergencies,
你的魂反应来不及了。
When your soul cannot cope with it.
感谢主，主从来不叫你用魂来反应。
But we thank the Lord never asks us to respond with.
你活在灵里。
If you live in spirit.
哇，你看这个侍奉多美好啊。
You see how wonderful this service is.
所以今天我们侍奉神是凭着灵。
So today we serve God with spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅啊能用我们的灵服侍我们的主，能服侍的又有果效又安息。
Brothers and sisters, not only could we serve our Lord with spirit, and also our work would be very effective, fruitful, and we are at much rest.
我们今天好多基督徒在追求所谓的正常生活，对不对？
So many of the Christians today have been pursuing after so-called normal Christians.
我们都越来越感觉到今天我们所生活的时代是越来越不正常。
Because we have all sensed that The age that we live in has become more and more abnormal.
这个人呢，越来越不正常。
Because men have become more and more abnormal.
很多奇怪、可怕的事情不断的发生，对不对
？So many horrible, weird things.
那么弟兄姊妹，你怎么样追求一个正常的生活呢
？Beloved, how do you pursue this normal life?
在神的定义里面，一个正常的人是什么样的人呢
？And in God's will, what is a normal person?
一个正常人是灵可以支配魂。魂可以影响身体的，这个叫正常人。
A normal person is one whose spirit can rule over his soul, and his soul can affect his body. This is called a normal person.
所以你今天在灵里，你不仅能侍奉神，你还可以过正常生活。
So in spirit, not only could you serve God, but also in spirit, you could live a normal Christian life.
我们很多基督徒都不懂得这个道理。
So many of Christians don't understand this.
常常就是活的心里面，觉得这个很难，老是活不正常，对不对啊？
So as we live our Christian life, we always feel.This is an abnormal Christian life.
哎呀，自己不正常，把别人也搞得不正常。
And sometimes we are abnormal, and we even impact others to cause others to become abnormal.
我们甚至在侍奉上也是一样，我们自己服侍主弄得不正常，把整个教会弄得也不正常。
In service also, we being abnormal, a lot of times we make the whole church abnormal.
我到处看见这些情况。
I've been to different places and I have seen the same phenomena.
为什么初期的教会他们那么正常呢
？But why is in the early church, the old churches are so normal?
因为这般侍奉主的人
，because all those who serve the Lord,
他们的侍奉生活是正常的。
Their services, their life are normal.
啊，你们知道新约圣经有两卷书，一是哥林多前书，一个哥林多后书，对不对
？You know that in New Testament you have First and Second Corinthians, right?
什么叫做哥林多前书啊
？What is First Corinthians?
哥林多前书就是一个不正常的教会。
First Corinthians, it speaks of an abnormal church.
哥林多后书就有一个正常的工人或者一个正常的基督徒。
And Second Corinthians speaks of a normal person or normal Christian.
所以保罗在一个不正常的环境里面，他活得正常。
So Paul, being in an abnormal environment, lived a abnormal life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So beloved,
基督徒的生活侍奉
，the Christian services
是根据我们里面的灵
，are based upon our inner spirit.
而我们的灵要正常叫做释放
，So our spirit has to be normal and be released.
我们必须魂蒙拯救。
To do this, our soul has to be saved first.
啊，这是一个关键的东西。
And this is a very critical issue.
彼得到晚年的时候
，So Peter in his old age,
他对这件事情是这么清楚的认识
，has so clearly understood this matter.
所以我们很多读彼得前书人只知道哦，彼得讲了灵乃灵工灵迹，这大家都知道，对不对
？So a lot of people when they study First Peter, they say, oh, okay, Peter talks aboutspiritual milk, spiritual house, and spiritual offering, sacrifice.
那么我们不知道他为什么这样讲。
And we don't know why he's talking all these things.
我常常听见很多基督徒讲的，哦，灵乃灵工灵迹啊，这讲起来好像很不错的。
I often heard people talk about spiritual milk, spiritual house, spiritual sacrifice offerings, and it sounds so good.
但是我们有没有注意到呢？原来彼得在这些事情上面，每个事上都给他加个零字。
But have we paid attention to the fact that in all these matters there is this critical word, spiritual?
保罗曾经讲过，这个年幼的基督徒是喝奶的，那么比较成长的基督徒是吃干粮，对不对
？And Paul once said that.The younger Christians drink milk, and more mature ones eat solid food.
那么彼得到晚年说，哎，光嚼奶不够的，来上面加个灵奶。
So Peter in his old age thinks that it's not enough just talk about milk. I have to add a spiritual word to it.
我们知道这是彼得刻意的加上去的，强调的。
We know that Peter does this on purpose and also deliberately to emphasize it.
所以我们今天属灵生命要成长得好，你必须喝灵奶。
For our spiritual life to grow well, you have to drink the pure milk, spiritual milk.
我们都知道一个生命的成长。
We all know that for life to grow,
它第一个最重要的要求就是吃。
The first important requirement is to eat.
所以呢，我们的吃跟属灵的经历和成长呢来讲有密切关系。
So our eating is closely related to the spiritual life and growth.
这是第一重要的事。
This is the first important.
你吃的不好就长得不好嘛，对不对
？If you don't eat well, you don't grow well.
我们有孩子的人都晓得。
All of us who have children, we understand.
哇，看别人的孩子长得又胖又大，我们小孩又瘦又干的呢。这个原因在哪里？这他会吃，这个不会吃，很简单，对不对
？So when we look at other kids, other people's kids, we say, oh, they grow so strong, so well. And as to our own kids, they are skinny. And what's the very issue of all this? It's just because our kids don't eat well.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们
，So here Peter tells us,
我们要像才生的婴孩。爱慕那个属灵纯净的属灵的灵奶。
We should desire the pure milk of the word as newborn babes.
当然我们知道彼得这样说，因为当时很多基督徒都在很幼嫩的光景中。
We know that when Peter says this, many of the Christians are still in the young, tender age of their Christian life.
其实我们知道，不仅是小孩需要喝奶，有时候大人也需要喝奶，对吧
？But we actually know this. Not only do children need milk, but adults also need them.
但是他用这个才生的婴孩来做比喻。
However, Peter uses newborn babe as an illustration.
因为这个小孩刚生出来的时候啊，他里面这个欲望啊是很简单的。
Because when babies were first born, their desires are very simple.
所以他没有说你要像孩童一样的爱慕奶，孩童恐怕就不一定爱慕奶了。
So you should desire pure milk as babes, even though babes may not do so.
你看那小孩刚生出来时，你喂奶很容易，他就通通喝了。
Because some babies, when they were born, you feed them, they drink well.
哇，有时候到了一两岁的再喂奶，啊，吐出来的。
But when the babies grow to 1 or 2 years old, when you try to feed them with milk, they just spit it out.
他的脚，他手就指着那个糖啊，要吃那个。
They probably point to candies with their finger. That's what they want.
所以我们今天呢，那个对于属灵事情的欲望，应该回到什么？回到像才生的婴孩一样。
So our spiritual desire should be like babes when they were first born.
能够，他才有一个热切的盼望，要盼望什么？盼望那个灵奶。
Because they fervently desire the milk, so we should be like them to desire the pure milk of the word.
或者呢，我这样说啊。
Or maybe I'll say.
彼得强调这个灵奶。
When Peter emphasizes the spiritual milk,
这个对立是什么东西啊
？What's the opposite of this?
就是你不要喝混奶。
That is to say, you do not drink soulish milk.
但是你知道今天啊，有些年轻人呢，或者我们的最喜欢喝混奶，不喜欢喝零奶。
But you know, many of us and some young, especially young people, love to have all this soulish milk.
哦，你看见人家那个用头脑写出来的东西啊。哎呦，那个读起来好有味道的。
And when they read all the articles written by others using their intellect, they feel, oh, this is so arresting.
啊，今天有的时候我到那个基督教那个文字中心呢、啊，那个卖书的地方去看。
A lot of times I go to different Christian literature center bookstores just to take a look.
你看，一大片都是出自混的混奶。
You see, a bulk of them is actually from the soulish milk.
我连我们的年长的一点的人也都喜欢那个东西啊。
Even some adults also desire this.
所以这就是为什么彼得在强调说这个奶必须是灵奶。
And this is why Peter emphasizes here, this milk has to be spiritual.
是出自灵的，不是出自魂的。
It is from spirit, not from soul.
弟兄姊妹们。
Beloved.
我们的生命要成长得好。
for our life to grow well,
你必须要注意你到底吃什么东西。
We have to pay attention to exactly what food we take in.
并且他说是纯净的灵奶。
And also, it has the pure milk.
那么弟兄姊妹们，什么是我们今天最纯净的灵奶啊？
So, brothers and sisters, what's the purest milk today we could have?
就主的话。
That is the word of the Lord.
我们知道彼得啊。曾经这个三年半跟随过主耶稣。
We know that Peter once followed the Lord Jesus for 3.5 years.
那么他听了主讲了很多的道啊。
He had heard about so many messages.
那么从主的口中出来的都是纯净的灵奶。
All that came from the mouth of the Lord is pure milk.
主说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the Lord says, my word is the spirit of life.
所以彼得跟随主的时候啊，我。这个吃过很多这些灵奶。
So when Peter followed the Lord, he actually ate so much, took in so much of spiritual milk.
因为我们知道在头一个世纪啊，
We know that in the first century,
圣徒们手中只有旧约，没有新约的。
All they have in their hands are is the Old Testament and not New Testament.
但是有主直接跟他们讲话。
However, the Lord spoke to them directly.
所以难怪他后面讲，他说。你们若尝一尝，就知道他的美善了。
No wonder Peter later on said that if you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
啊，因为他吃过。
Because Peter had actually taken in.
今天呢，我们有很多基督徒很可惜啊。
And it's quite a shame today, so many Christians.
虽然主有很多的纯净的话在那，他没有胃口。
Even though the Lord has so many of the pure milk of word, but we don't have any appetite.
啊，最糟糕的就是那个犹大。
And what's even worse, the worst is Judas.
犹大也跟随主三年半，对不对？
Who also followed the Lord.
他也听见主的话。
Who also heard the word of the Lord.
那么他听见，但是没有尝到。
He heard all of it, but he never tasted it.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅听见，要尝到。
So beloved, today not only do we have to hear, but also we have to taste the word of God.
哇，我年轻的时候有很多一些前面的弟兄们，他们真的是把主纯净的话带给我们。
When I was young, there are so many elder brothers and who have brought to us this pure word of the Lord.
但是后来你会发现，很多人的情况不一样。
But then later on, we realize some of them have changed.
那个真正尝过的跟那个没有尝过的不一样。
You kind of tell who is the one who has actually tasted the word of the Lord as opposed to those who haven't.
哦，等到有一天。
Until one day.
真正能从主的话语里面得到供应的时候。
You yourself can actually be fed by the word of God.
你就知道，从教会历史以来。任何一个解经的人，任何一个被神所用的神的仆人的话，都赶不上圣经。
Then you will realize that none of the word of any of the Bible students or theologians or used by God, whose word can be compared to the word of the Lord, which comes to you personally.
没有人的话能够像主的话这么纯净。
Nobody's word can be as pure as the word of the Lord.
所以旧约里面就讲嘛，耶和华的言语啊，像泥炉里面炼过7遍的银子，那是最纯的。
So in Old Testament we read that the word of the Lord is like silver being tried 7 times in furnace, and purer than that.
我感谢主啊。
And I thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹都知道。过去大概四五年前我得着病了。
Brothers and sisters all know that four or five years ago I had this illness.
啊，这个病呢严重的伤害我的眼睛。
It greatly harmed my eyes.
就忽然之间呢，我整个眼睛昏暗。
All of a sudden, it seems my eyes are so blurry and dim.
啊，连。很近的人，就这么靠近的人，看脸都看不清楚。
Even people at close distance, I could not see them clearly.
所以我很难有机会再读书。
So it was very hard for me to study anymore.
所以那个时候只好呢，运用现代科技，把那个圣经的字打在那个什么电视或者电脑上面弄这么大字，才看得见。
So I can only use modern technology to project the Bible's words onto a big screen.
所以我上台讲道的时候呢，我的那个纲要都是大字报。
So as I deliver a message at a podium, my outlines have to be written in a large piece of a paper.
每一个字都写的这么大。
And every single word is this big.
就像保罗在加拉太书所讲的，他说：“你看我写给你们字是何等的大呢？那真的是大字。”
Just as Paul said in Galatians, that see how big my word is.
所以呢，我就除了用这种方式读主的话，什么属灵书籍我也不能看。
So apart from using this method to study God's word, I couldn't use any other.
哎，到后来我感谢主啊。
And later on, I really thank the Lord.
哇，我就天天只思想主的话。
So daily I only focus meditate on the Lord's word.
啊，结果我就发现了，主真的是把我的胃口啊，弄得变得纯净了。
And realize how the Lord.And piqued and purified my appetite.
所以我常常思想主的话，深入主的话，哇，里面极大的享受。
So often I meditate on God, the Lord's word, and I simply indulge in them, and I have such a great joy.
啊，感谢主。
And I have gained much from.
五年之后，我也不需要看什么属灵书籍。
So 5 years later, thank the Lord, I really don't need to read any other spiritual book.
我现在真正知道主的话是多么的宝贵。
Now I really know how precious the word of the Lord is.
当然这是主给我个人的经历了。
Of course, this is a personal experience that the Lord gives me.
弟兄姊妹，如果有好的属灵书籍，你们还是读一点可以的。
And beloved, if there are good spiritual books, I encourage you to read them.
我主带领我是这样，所以我到现在我就除了圣经之外就没别的东西的。
But this is how the Lord has led me. So nowadays, apart from the Bible, I read no other books.
啊，这两年当然有时候偶尔有的属好的属灵事情也翻一下，稍微简单读一下可以。读久了我就很累。
But occasionally, if there are a few really good spiritual books, I would read them. But after much reading, I feel very tired.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要成全神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, for us to perfect, to fulfill God's will.
彼得告诉我们第一件事情，你要爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
Peter tells us that first thing is to desire the pure milk of the word.
你要吃那个奶。
You have to take in the milk.
特别我们在教会的侍奉上。
Especially in the church service.
我们常常说，哦，这些弟兄姊妹出蒙恩的，所以我们拿一些那些那个比较那些浅显的东西，混奶给他喝，一喝就完了。
To those recently being saved, the younger brothers and sisters, we say, we have to give them some easy reading, then you actually see them with this delicious milk.
所以现在最好，他一蒙恩得救，你就叫他爱慕圣经，叫他好好读圣经。
The best thing is, after they are saved by grace, somehow lead them to desire the pure milk of the word.
如果你知道你一把他的胃口破坏之后呢，下面困难。
Because once you ruin his appetite, is what comes next is very hard to deal with.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们。
Now here Peter tells us.
我们要。喝这个灵奶
We have to drink this pure milk of the word
才能叫我们生命健长
So that our life will grow
叫我们的魂能够更多得着拯救
So that our soul will be saved even more
所以你生命越成熟就越能明白什么是魂的救恩呢
So the more mature your life is the more you will understand what the salvation soul is
那么第二个点
Now, the second point,
他讲到灵宫
Here, Peter speaks of the spiritual house.
今天我们很清楚知道教会是一个属灵的房屋
Here, today we know it is the church that is a spiritual house.
这个房屋不是物质的
This house is not a material one.
也不是一个组织的
Nor is an organization.
叫我们来盖一个物质的房屋可能问题不大
For us to build a material house, it probably...won't be that much of a problem.
那么我们现在是建造属灵的房屋。
But now we are building up a spiritual house.
那么怎么建房呢
？How do we do it?
那么彼得在这里解释。
Here, Peter explains.
这个属灵的房屋呢，是用活的石头建造起来的。
This spiritual house is built by living stones.
这个活石呢 至少具备两方面的意义。
At least have two meanings.
第一个是生命的。
First, it is life.
因为它是活的。
Because it is living.
这个石头怎么会是活的呢
？How could a stone be living?
当然，这不是地上的石头了。
Of course, it's not earthly stones.
所以第一个你要注重生命。
First, emphasize life.
那么第二个。
Two.
你要注重这个石头。
Pay attention to the stone.
那什么是这个石头
？So what is the stone?
所以彼得就做了一些解释。
Then Peter has some explanation here.
他说主乃活石。
He says that the Lord is the living stone.
所以主耶稣是活的石。
Lord Jesus is the living stone.
这个石头呢，就是基督。
And this living stone is Christ.
所以我们今天呢，必须像主耶稣基督一样。成为一个活的石头。
Today we have to be like Christ, the Lord Jesus, to become a living stone.
我们知道这个石头是一个坚固的东西。
We know that a stone is something very solid.
在巴勒斯坦地啊，他们所有的房屋差不多用石头建。
In Palestine, almost all houses are built by stone.
因为他们那里的木材很少。
Because they don't have much wood there.
那么并且那个木头都不是很大，你去石头很多。
And also they don't have large wood, but they do have a plenty of stones.
所以这个石头呢，就讲到基督的性格。
This stone speaks of the character of Christ.
所以今天呢，神是用他的儿子做一个活石。
Today God has used his son as the living stone.
当然他是一个房角石。
Of course, he's a chief cornerstone.
最基本的那块石头。
A very base.
然后神要把我们都变成活石。
But God wants to turn all of us into living stones.
然后呢，我们就可以一个一个的，能被建立起来。
Then one by one, we could be built up into this house.
我年轻的时候听见一个弟兄啊，他就讲，他说啊，就是因为是活石头很麻烦。
When I was young, once I heard a brother say, it is because of living stone, so there are many, many problems.
他说这个活石头会跑的。
Because living stones would run away.
如果这个死的石头蛮简单，你放在那它就在那儿了，对不对
？If it's a dead stone, it's quite easy. Wherever you place it, that's where it stands.
不过彼得讲这个活石的意思不是这个啊。
But when Peter speaks of living stone, he doesn't mean that.
是个充满生命的。
This is full of love.
又具备基督的性格的。
And also equipped with the character of Christ.
所以你才知道教会的建造不像我们想象这么简单呐。
So now you understand the building of the church is not as easy as we think.
这是圣灵在我们里面工作的一个果效。
This is the fruit, the outcome of the Holy Spirit.
我们要具备基督的形象。
Now we have to first have the characters.
我们有他的性情，有他的性格。
To have his image, to have his personality.
所以你的魂必须改变。
For all this, your soul has to be changed.
我们用天然的思想、天然情感、天然意志是没有办法建造神的家的。
Our natural will, our natural emotions, and our natural thought or mind can never build up the house of God.
基督的性格是一个属灵的性格。
Because Christ's character is spiritual character.
是。他的魂能受他的灵支配。
And Christ's soul is controlled by His Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So beloved.
今天呢。
Today.
我们像古代的情况一样。
We should be just like in old days.
彼得说啊，他这块石头，主耶稣这块石头呢，是被匠人所弃绝的。
Peter says the Lord Jesus, this chief cornerstone has been rejected by builders.
却是被神所拣选。
But chosen by God.
他这里就是两种眼光了。
So here you have two perspectives.
一个是神的眼光，一个是人的眼光。
One is God's perspective, the other is human's perspective.
按照人的眼光来讲，这个不行的。
According to man's viewpoint, you would say, "Oh no, this doesn't work."
但是呢，神的眼光看为宝贵。
But in God's eyesight, this is so precious.
所以你知道今天在教会里面呢
？So you know, today in the church,
大部分的基督教的情形都是这样。
It's a common thing among most of the.
我们欣赏人的才干。
We simply appreciate a man's talent.
欣赏人的智慧。
And we appreciate a person's wisdom.
欣赏人的经验。
And we also admire their experience.
人家说你这种呢，光是什么追求属灵生命的这个东西啊，这个太难了。
And we would say, oh, it is too hard for us simply to pursue after spiritual life and experiences.
所以彼得告诉我们说，连当初主到地上来，他做这个活事都被人家弃绝。
That's why Peter said that even when Jesus came to the world, then he was also rejected by builders.
但是呢，对你们认识的人来讲，就知道宝贵了，对不对？
But to all of you who know him, he's so precious.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So beloved,
我们需要摆脱这个魂的这种错误的光景。
We have to break away from the wrong soulish condition.
主被那些匠人弃绝。
Now the Lord was rejected by the builders.
什么叫匠人呢？
Who are these builders?
就这帮人自以为是的。
Because these people are so opinionated.
结果神的话说。
So God's word say.
因为神所要的是这个。
Because this is what God wants.
他们碰到这个，他们就跌倒了。
And all the others, when they touch upon this, they fell.
碰到这就被绊脚。
They touch upon this, they're stumbled.
你可能就看见今天在地上人不喜欢这个东西。
As you see today in the world, if people do not like certain things.
啊，今天地上的教会越过越发展人的那些东西。
And also, you see today in the world that the church, as it develops more, it simply desires more of human things.
用彼得的话来讲的话，就是人的魂呢，不断的被扩张了。
According to Peter's word, that's simply a phenomenon that man's soul is continually being expanded.
如果你有点属灵的感觉，
if you do have some spiritual sense,
你就能看见各到各处，到处都是这些东西。
You can see everywhere you have human soulish things.
难怪弄得我们的神呢，到地上来找不到家了，没有家可住。
No wonder when our God, when he came to this world, he couldn't find a house for him.
你记得主耶稣到地上来的时候啊，
You know when the Lord Jesus came to the world.
犹太人的服事已经变成犹太教了。
Jewish service has been turned into Judaism.
所以主耶稣讲了一句很心酸的话。
So the Lord Jesus says this heartbreaking thing.
天空的飞鸟有窝，地上的狐狸有洞，人子连枕头的地方都没有。
The birds of the sky have nest and the fox have a hole, but the Son of God has no place to lay his head.
因为我们的神他只能住在灵宫里面。
Because our God can only live in a spiritual house.
是我们呢把他弄得无家可归啊。
It is we who have made him homeless.
你知道我们真是何等亏欠我们的主啊。
Do you know how we come short of our Lord?
今天地上很多人在那里做这个做那个，还做得非常的起劲。他不知道弄到神没有家可归呢。
So many people doing this and doing that in such a high spirit, but they do not know that they have actually made our Lord homeless.
弟兄姊妹们，
Beloved,
教会是属灵的一个房
屋。The church is the spiritual house.
神只能住在灵宫里。
God can only live in a spiritual house.
所以我们每个弟兄姊妹都应当成为什么活石。
Has to become a living soul.
让主的生命在我们的身上能够有更多的生长。
So that the Lord's life can grow more and more in us.
让我们的性格更多像我们的主。
So that our character can be more Christ-like.
我们晓得这是魂的救恩所带下来的一个美好的结果。
So we know that this is such a wonderful end of the salvation of our soul when our characters are changed.
只有当神的家在属灵的这个光景都被建立起来了。
Only when God's house is being built up spiritually,
它才是奇妙光的一个见证。
Then he can, the church can actually become this the very testimony of this glorious light.
啊，今天我们知道神拣选我们是为他做见证。
We all know that today God has chosen us to bear a testimony for Him.
只有在灵里是透明的。
Only in spirit, you are transparent.
一到魂里面，它就不透明了。
Once you enter into the soul, you're not.
一个光啊，要能照射出来，它必须要经过一个透明的器皿，对吧？
For the light to actually shine out, this light has to do this only through a transparent vessel.
圣经描述我们这个人呢，这个天然的魂就是个土气瓦气。
And the Bible describes us, the soul, the natural man, is just like an earthen vessel.
你把一个光放这个土气瓦器里面， 哪里照射出来光呢？
And if you put the light in this earthen vessel or clay, how could the light ever glow out?
所以神要建造的是一个属灵的家。
Therefore, what God wants to build up is a spiritual house.
我想时间不够，我们快快讲第三个点。
I'm running out of time quickly. We will go into the point.
讲到灵祭。
Spiritual sacrifice.
保罗彼得在这个祭上面加个灵字。
Now again, before these sacrifices, Peter adds spiritual.
他特别强调只有属灵的祭是神所悦纳的。
He emphasizes that only spiritual sacrifices are acceptable to God.
今天我们怎么样能献上属灵的祭呢？
Now today, how can we offer these spiritual sacrifices?
他的话告诉我们。
His word tells us.
是透过耶稣基督。
It is through Jesus Christ.
我们知道在神的眼中只有他的儿子是祭物。
We know that in the sight of God, only his son is the sacrifice.
在他的儿子之外都不算祭物。
Apart from his son, there is no sacrifice.
所以我们也只有在灵里享受我们的主，经历我们的主，我们所献上的那个神才能悦纳。
Only in spirit we can enjoy experience our pride, and from that,that you offer to God, and that is a spiritual sacrifice.
只有出自灵的才真正是出自基督的。
Only that which is from spirit is from Christ.
只有出自基督的才是出自灵的。
And only that which is from Christ is from the spirit.
我记得曾经跟你们讲过这个基督这个字
I remember once I told you this word Christ.
就是受膏者。
That is anointed.
旧约时代这个受膏者原文就是油子。充满油的一个儿子。
In Old Testament, anointed means the son of oil.
就全身都是膏油。
All of the whole body is being immersed in oil.
我们曾经讲过
And we once said this.
我们基督徒
We Christians.
谁碰到我们谁就卡油。
When whoever touches us, that person actually runs it off by us.
对不对？
Right, because they can actually get something from us.
我们基督徒不能卡别人的油，我们只能让别人卡油。
But we can never do this to others. We can allow others to come to take certain things from us.
因为我们是个油子。
Because we are sons of oil.
全身都是油。
We are covered throughout, inside out with this oil.
你看，圣经对我们的思想是多么宝贵的。
So how precious God.The Bible says,
所以基督就是一个油脂。
So Christ is the son of oil.
我们基督徒应该说是基督人，也是个充满油的。
So Christian is just the Christian man full of oil.
所以什么时候透过这个膏油
？And whenever through this anointed oil.
出自灵，你的祭在神跟前。
Through the Spirit, then your sacrifice will be acceptable to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们的魂必须蒙拯救
，Our soul has to be saved.
让我们的灵才能够得到自由
，Then our spirit will be saved.
不用讲，用简单的那个经历讲，像我们祷告一样。
Simply put, in terms of our prayer,
有的时候突然间这个灵很释放，对不对？
And sometimes we feel our spirit is so relieved.
哇，这祷告起来了，真的是舒畅的不得了。
So our prayer is so flowing.
有的时候呢，糟糕了，今天这个灵里一点不舒畅。
And sometimes we feel our spirit is not smooth, not flowing.
为什么不舒畅呢
？Why is it not flowing now?
因为你掉到魂里去了。
Because you have sunk into your soul.
所以你在那脑子里面想用什么话了，怎么就编做文章去了，对吧
？So you're thinking in your head, what words I should use to pray, trying to. It's like writing an essay.
我尤其我年轻的时候，很容易落到这种光景。
When I was young, so often I would be in this kind of.
我甚至有时候连讲道都是这样。
And sometimes even when I gave a message, it was like.
突然间灵来了，哇，释放了的讲道。
But then other times, all of a sudden, spirit came upon me. I felt when I gave the message, it was just. So I was just so relieved.
有的时候你落到魂里面去了。
And other times when you fall into your soul.
虽然声音很大。
Even though your voice is loud.
干巴巴的。
But it is actually very dry.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你只有出自这个膏油的服事，
你神才能悦纳。The ministry from this oil, can this kind of service be acceptable to God?
今天 我们献给神的。
Today, what we offer to God
必须是一个灵祭。
Has to be a spiritual sacrifice.
所以这个你知道，彼得很清楚。
So you know Peter is very clear on this.
他知道在神荣耀的旨意上。
He knows that in the glorious will of God.
我们需要灵奶。
We need spiritual milk.
我们需要建立灵宫。
We need to build up the spiritual house.
我们需要是灵祭。
Also, we need spiritual sacrifices.
你知道彼得为什么用这些字？他是有用意的，对吧
？Now you understand why Peter you keep using spiritual, because there are meaning.
他在强调这个灵的重要。
He emphasizes the importance of the spirit.
但是我们再说。
Then let me say it again.
魂必须得拯救。
The soul has to be saved.
灵必须得自由。
The spirit has to be free.
这样神荣耀的旨意才能够得着。
Then the glorious will of God will be done.
今天我们如果得着启示，知道明白神的旨意是宝贵的。
Today, if we have received this revelation, knowing that God's glorious will is so precious.
但是要能活出神的旨意是更重要的。
But for us to live out this glorious will is even more important.
在我们身上这个过程。
Now this process in us.
就是我们需要经历主更深的拯救。
Is that we have to go through even deeper.
我们的魂被救赎到什么样程度？
To the extent that our soul is saved.
我们的灵能够得到多大的释放？
To that will our spirit be set free.
神的旨意在我们身上就能被成就。
And only so God's will can be accomplished in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so beloved,
这个魂的得救，
the salvation of soul.
不仅关乎到我们个人的蒙恩。
Concerns not only our personal salvation.
更是关乎到神旨意的成就。
But even so, concerns the accomplishment of God's will.
愿主。
May the Lord.
借他的话在我们里面更多光照我们。
Through His word. Continue to enlighten us.
我们请低头再祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we're full of thanksgiving.
你是为着你自己的荣耀拣选了我们。
Because for your own glory, you have chosen us.
我们原来只不过像火中的一根柴。
We were originally like a fire brand like a fire band.
我们已经是被罪恶所玷污的。
And being defiled by sin.
但是你没有丢弃我们。
But you have never forsaken us.
你仍旧拣选我们。
You have chosen us.
并且在我们身上施行救恩。
And also, you accomplished your salvation in us.
今天我们知道。
But today we know.
我们的得救。
Our salvation.
是应当为着你自己荣耀的旨意。
Is for your glorious will.
主啊，我们也知道。
Lord, we also know.
若是我们的魂没有。得到更深的拯救。
If our soul cannot be more deeply saved,
我们的灵得不到更多的自由。
And our spirit has more spirit,
我们就无法来成就你的旨意。
Then there is no way for us to accomplish your will.
今天我们求你用你话语的光来照亮我们。
Oh, today we ask that you would enlighten us from the light of your word.
让我们知道魂的得救。是何等重要的事。
So we will know how important this issue of salvation of our soul.
感谢主，你还没有回来。
We thank the Lord for you haven't come back.
我们在地上还有机会。
That means we still have these opportunities on earth.
主啊。
Oh Lord.
愿我们活在你话语的光中。
May we live in the light of your word.
但愿我们有更好的改变。
We hope that we could have better transformation.
我们能满足你的心。
So that your heart will be satisfied.
谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.